Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's time now for our daily chat with KCBS insider Phil Mateer. Phil joining us live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline. Governor Newsom says President Trump plans to send 2,000 more National Guard troops to L.A. to deal with ICE protesters. This in addition to guardsmen already being deployed and 700 Marines who are being sent there. The state today sued the administration, calling the deployment illegal. So, Phil, what is behind this recent show of force by Donald Trump?
A lot of it boils down to California's sanctuary law. Donald Trump was elected president on the platform that said that he was going to be deporting people, not just criminals, but anybody that was here illegally. You've seen the ads on TV telling people that they're subject to deportation, and that's what this is kicking off. We're talking about when ICE is going into the neighborhoods now and setting up for deportation, they're facing resistance from protesters. And under California's sanctuary law, the police are not allowed to assist the ICE agents, and so the ICE agents are on their own. And what we saw is they're not trained necessarily in crowd control. They're not. They don't have the numbers for it, and so they wound up finding themselves under siege. They dialed 911. The cops and the sheriff showed up. We had that confrontation. So a lot of this has to do with the fact that California won't cooperate and Trump won't back down on the idea of deporting people. So we're going to have incendiary situations up and down the state.
Yeah, the president even went so far as to say he would support the idea of arresting the governor. We had Attorney General Rob Bonta on KCBS today. He says that is not going to happen. But I don't know, stranger things?
No, well, yeah, stranger things, and you never say never, especially in California. But we have here also, let's not forget about this, we have politically ambitious people involved here, Gavin Newsom and Donald Trump, you know, who love the camera, no stranger to it. Yes, Gavin Newsom, you know, taunted, said, come arrest me if that's what this is really about, come after me. And they asked the president, what do you think, should he go after him? And Donald Trump said, yeah, you know, Gavin, yeah, sure, we could arrest him. He loves the publicity. He'd love the publicity. Gavin Newsom would get arrested if he interfered with ICE doing its job. That would be subject to arrest. Are they going to go after him? I don't believe so. As far as the lawsuit goes, lawsuits take time. And right now it's a big question about what ICE and the Trump administration are planning to do in California in the next week or so, that we're going to see how this works. Are the Marines in there to protect federal buildings? Are they there to protect federal workers when they're in those buildings? Or are they going to be sent out along with ICE agents to assist them in their roundups? And if they do, what would that escalate to? So that's going to, this is very much in the Trump administration's court right now.
All right. And it's only Monday. Phil, thank you. KCBS insider Phil Mateer will be back on live with us at 7:50 tomorrow morning.
Early 19. 19- Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.